Every time I walk into a dining room now, I pause and take a good look around. Then I remind myself to take a photo for posterity. The images of New Orleans dining rooms as they reopen are snapshots of these strange times, with tables scant and spaced, the staff wearing face masks. Some people have told me the photos look depressing, but that's not how it feels to actually be in these restaurants right now. It does feel different from before. There's a trickle of tension. Are we doing this right? Is it really okay now? But once the mechanics of the meal got underway, being in these dining rooms felt like watching hope put into action. That's a welcome change after months of waiting, wondering, worrying. What photos can't show is the restorative lift of people convening again, with the invisible but entirely tangible connection built there between them at the table, if just for a moment, sharing a meal, sharing some time at ease. New Orleans restaurants, so entwined with the cultural and economic life of this city, are testaments to where we stand in the pandemic fight. Aching to get back to normal, desperate to save businesses and jobs, anxious to do it safely in an era of unknowns. When I turn up at a restaurant now, I smile under my face mask, and I say welcome back. I take my seat, stash that mask, and get down to business. Red beans and rice at Dunbar's because it's Monday. Lemon fish with crab meat at Galatoire's because where else will you get it just like this? Softshell crab in its seasonal prime at Mandina's. Oysters in the half shell at Pesh Seafood Grill because it's just been too long. Dining anywhere now is bound to feel a little strange. It turns out that New Orleans restaurants can take strange in their stride. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.